Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners who are tuned to Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program. Taqabbal Allah minna wa yakum, 6 o'clock spot on. And yes, inshallah, the lines are open for the Ramadan quiz, rapid fire quiz. Number to call for the program, for the quiz, inshallah, if you want to participate, it is 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548, and Brother Hafiz Ismail is waiting on the other side to take on your calls. Alright, before we waiting, whilst we're waiting for our friend Mawlana Saib and Brother Hafiz Ismail to take on the calls, you know, we had discussion last night with regards to deceased parents and what is our duty towards them. Yes, dear listeners, I'm going to repeat one, two important points. Like the brother says, inshallah, kindly talk about it again. You know, for those of us who have lost one or both parents, then, dear listeners, with their passing, remember that we have begun a new phase of dutifulness or birr. And birr after death, which is from the truest and the most sincere forms of birr. Because, you know, this dutifulness during their lifetime, the parents, it could be that maybe the son or the daughters wanted to show off, you know, being polite as opposed to sincere, and maybe expecting praise from the parents or the others. But as for after the death, then only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hears you, Allah sees you. So regarding this, listeners, after our parents pass, they are more in need of us than ever, inshallah. Anybody who has passed away, who has done good for us, remember the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are in need of us more than ever before, even more when they were alive. And, you know, what we do for them in this life is for the worldly needs. But after they pass away and enter the qabrs and the grave, only Allah Pak knows what the state of the qabrs and the graves is. And, you know, one dua of rahmah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower them with His mercy, wallahi, is invaluable. Like when Alim said that how many jealousness, how many a parent may be in the darkness and the narrowness of the grave and qabr. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through the grace and the dua of a certain child, Allah enlightens, Allah expands the qabr, the grave of the mother or the father, and Allah makes it a garden of the gardens of Jannat al-Firdaus. So inshallah, dear listeners, let's never ever forget our parents and always ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to shower them with Allah's mercy. And like I said, inshallah, that once a parent leaves this world, they are more in need of our birr and our dutifulness than ever, inshallah. Remember them all the time, dear listeners, no matter how harsh they were with you. Only Allah knows the love they had in their hearts for you, inshallah. Let's try to be the best child we can be to them, even after, or even more so after the passing away. And dear listeners, regarding this, like for example, we had iftar a few minutes ago. Think about the many wonderful meals your beloved mother had prepared for you. How she looked after us all the lives, the heart will surely soften. And also at that point in time, inshallah, let it drive us to offer a dua or a similar meal to an orphan, maybe a widow, a divorced or needy person, on behalf of the deceased parent, you know, begging of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to reward them for it, inshallah. Give sadaqah for them in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, inshallah. So dear listeners, inshallah, let's go out of the way to be the best child to the parents. And, you know, let's read this dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah teaches us in the Quran Kareem, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا آمِينَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Alright, so listeners, we have our two, three contestants. MashaAllah, we're going to be taking a short break. When we come back, it's now time for the quiz. Don't come away.
This quiz is proudly sponsored by Metro Home City, a world in one store. Shop online at www.metrohomecity.co.za for great specials, or visit us at 410 Madiba Street, Pretoria.
The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil Triple Refined Pure Sunflower Oil and Sunshine D margarines and spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.
Honeybee, your baking and appliance specialist. Stockist of famous brands like Medimix, Kenwood and Philips. Come into Honeybee now and save. 011-854-1420.
Continental Cash and Carry, over 7,500 square meters of stock. Call us on 010-594-2085.
Alright, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's time for the rapid fire quiz. Ramadan, dear listeners, today is day number 11, Tuesday, the 6th of June 2017. And mashallah, we have our three contestants on the line. One is anonymous, one is, I think, Nasira or Nasiba. And third contestant is, mashallah, Ridwan from Binoni. Before that, let's welcome Maulana Sahib Asani. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, my brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana Kara? How is the month of Ramadan going? How's your Taraweeh going?
Alhamdulillah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Sfadal going on well. Allah make it easy for us. Jimali Swahib Sahib, you know, you took very long today. You took approximately 5 minutes extra. You normally here before 6 o'clock. I saw you walking up and down. May I ask you the reason for that, my brother?
No, Mulana, I was here earlier on already. I was just looking for a jug. Someone misplaced or hid my jug away.
Oh, your tea jug. Oh, yes, 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 the 1.7 liter tea jug. I don't know, possibly I think I've seen it in the bathroom, in the toilet. Somebody maybe mistook it for, you know, the toilet jug. But just check up there, inshallah, my brother, okay? If you don't find it, we'll buy you another one. And mashallah, we met Maulana Sahib Lasania's father a few days ago. He came to listen to the Taraweeh Salah. Mashallah, what a wonderful man he is. Very, very pious man, subhanallah. You know, you see humility in him. You see akhlaq, you see taqwa, subhanallah. Always smiling as well. What a wonderful alim he is, subhanallah. But I was thinking about it, the Hafiz Ab. You know, maybe you can just bear me out. Like we were talking about my friend Maulana Sahib's father. What a wonderful man, subhanallah. Allah give him long life, barakat. Amen. All of the best, inshallah. Amin. Like they say in English, you know, like father, like son. Like father, like son. I don't know who came out, can I just finish my line?
So you agree with that?
No, not at all. That is what I'm trying to explain. I can't come to terms with this saying and this proverb, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it. Like father, like son. I don't know how the British came out of this year, because there is no similarity between the son and the father. Allah, make the son pious just like the father, inshallah. Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen.
All right. Ameen. Say loudly, ameen, brother.
Ameen. Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen. Allah, make me also just as pious. Ameen. Anything you'd like to say when he saves up?
No, nothing. Just I'm seeing, mashallah, you feeling much better. I heard when I was away, then a bultung machine or something fell on your head and you had a dumpy, which I wasn't aware of. Someone brought it to my attention. So how is the dumpy on your head now?
Yeah, last night, Maulana, we were delivered straight to the point into the questions. One cousin sent me an SMS. He says, looks like the bultung machine did the trick. But yeah, it's still sore from Saturday afternoon, Maulana Sahib Sahib. It's still painful. I don't know what's happening. I have to check it up tomorrow, inshallah. Okay. Hafiz Ab, are you ready, my brother? Hafiz Ab on the other side. Allah keep him smiling for always. Every day iftar, he has the dragon ring. And then he flies around there on the engineer's side like a dragonfly. Mashallah, wonderful personality. Yes, Allah keep him happy for always. Okay, my brother. Anonymous caller, line number one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh, it's a sister. Sorry, I thought it's a brother. All right, but nevertheless, we are all brothers and sisters, Mali Swaib. Appa, are you ready for the quiz?
Yes, inshallah.
All right, you're calling from Johannesburg, Malaysia?
No.
Okay, where exactly, Appa?
Eldorado Park.
Oh, mashallah, Eldorado Park. First time you're calling, Appa?
Yes.
All right, all the luck, okay? Allah make it easy for you, inshallah. All right, here goes your questions, Appa. 7 questions, 60 seconds to answer, okay? In Surah Al-Fitr, Allah Ta'ala speaks of the tipping over of the graves. What will this happen after the first or second blowing of the trumpet?
The second trumpet.
What is the capital of the United States of America?
The capital of?
United States.
Washington.
Sorry, the USA.
The capital of what?
The USA, sister.
Okay.
United States of America.
Kidun.
For how long was it Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali's practice to make an entire khatam of the Quran Kareem every night of the year? 1, 20 years, 2, 30 years, 3, 40 years?
The second one.
How do you spell the word coordinate?
Coordinate. C-O-O-R-D-I-N-A-T-E.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Qiyamah will not take place until you fight a nation whose sandals will be 1, skin, 2, hair, 3, bones.
What?
Sorry, what?
1, the first one.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said what. Okay, Appa, the first one, no, it's not the first one, it's the second one. The answer there is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Qiyamah would not take place until you fight a nation whose sandals will be 1, skin, 2, hair, 3, bones. The answer there is hair, Appa, okay?
Apologies.
Apologies for that, Appa. You have 1, 2, 3 right. Not bad, Malisa. It's a 3 out of 5.
It's 4 because even the answer of USA Washington, she did say it.
Oh, she said it. Sorry, Appa. Okay, sorry. Rosa had me a little bit today, Appa. You said United. You said Washington, Appa.
The line wasn't clear, but I heard her.
You heard it. Are you sure, Malisa?
100%. We'll give her that point. Don't worry.
All right. Jazakallah, my brother. All right. So you've done very well, Appa. I must say, really very, very well. Mashallah. 4 out of 5. Okay.
Yes.
All right, inshallah. We're going to call you back in a bit or two. Let's see how the other contestants do, Appa. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Okay, you haven't won as yet, but we'll let you know shortly, inshallah. The capital of the United States of America, Washington, D.C. In Surah Infitar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks, Allah speaks of the tipping over of the graves. Will this happen after the first or the second blowing of the trumpet? The answer, there is a second trumpet. For how long was it Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi's practice to make an entire khatam of the Quran Kareem every night of the year? Subhanallah, Malisa Ibsab, it's a point for us, my brother. Can you just stop fidgeting with your pens? Behave a little bit here, my brother. We're all learning here. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi's practice was to make an entire khatam of the Quran Kareem for 30 years, my brother. 30 years.
Subhanallah.
In 1 year, Mali Saib Sahib, how many pages do you read?
I try very hard.
More or less, how many pages, my brother? We're not asking khatams. We're talking about the pages. Or the rukus.
We can't keep track of that.
Okay. My friend, Mali Saib, how do you spell the word coordinate? C-O-O-R-D-I-N-A-T-E. Next question we answered in Molana Saib Saab, what of fish? What of fish?
Fish, school of fish.
A school of fish, my brother. Jazakumallah. Or you can say a school of fish, or it is a shoal of fish.
Okay,
my brother. If you said shoal of fish, I would have bought you a brand new shoe for Eid. Okay. Second contestant, Maulana Saib Saab, talks to Nasiba. Nasiba, are you there, sister? From Polokwani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.
All right, are you ready for the quiz?
Yes.
All right, any questions?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
All right. Maulana Saib Saab, my brother, over to you. Kindly, politely ask the questions. Don't be too hard on the listeners. And, gee, over to you, my brother. Here goes the questions.
Gee, I'll try my best to do what you're doing, Mulana Kara. Okay, let's start. Question number one. Are you ready, sister?
Okay.
Question one. In the year after, will the disbelievers be in Illiyin or Sijjin?
Illiyin.
What is the capital of the United Kingdom?
Pass.
For how many years would Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi perform Isha Salah and the next day's Fajr Salah with same wudu? Number one, 20 years, number two, 30 years, or number three, 40 years?
20 years.
How do you spell the word intermediate?
I-N-T-E-R-M-I-D-I-A-T-E.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the Qiyamah would not take place until these people will camp at a place called Dabiq. Are they number one Persians, number two Romans, or number three Turks?
Persians.
Collective noun is something of bees.
A swarm of bees.
On the occasion of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi recited the whole Quran in one rakat in the, number one the Kaaba, number two Hatim, or number three Rawda Mubarakah?
Hatim.
You have more questions, Mwakara? I'm done with the questions.
You're done with the questions. Jazakallah. Appa, he's done with the questions. And let us see how many you got right. Mani Saib Saab, would you like to tell the sister how many she got right? I counted one right.
I also counted one right.
Appa, we tried to count more right for you, but we just could not count more than one right. Apologies, Appa.
Okay.
You tried hard. You were almost there. You were close to the other answers, but not good enough. Okay, Appa?
Okay.
Apologies. You can always try again, Appa, inshallah. We're all learning.
Okay.
Alright, Jazakumallah, Appa. Make special dua for all of us, okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alright, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Let's go through the answers, Mali Saib Saab. Would you like to kindly go through the questions and the answers?
Gee, question one was, in a year after, will the disbelievers be in Illiyin or Sijjin? So the correct answer is Sijjin, Mulana Kara. Number two, what is the capital of the United Kingdom? She should have just taken a guess, Mulana Kara. I think from all the capitals we asked, this was the easiest.
Yeah, yeah.
She said pass, but it's London.
Yeah, London.
For how many years would Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi perform Isha Salah and the next day's Fajr Salah with the same wudu? The correct answer is 40 years, Mulana Kara, subhanallah. Isha Salah and Fajr Salah.
Imagine, subhanallah.
The piety.
Allah forgive us. Where is our iman, Mulana Saib Saab? Where is the iman? Allah forgive us.
Question 4 was, how do you spell the word intermediate? I think the sister spelt it incorrectly with an I.
With an I, G.
I-N-T-E-R-M, and she said I, but it's E-D-I-A-T-E. Question 5 we asked was, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the Qiyamah would not take place until these people will camp at a place called Dabiq, and Dabiq is known as Romans. Then the correct answer she got, Mulana Kara, was a collective noun, a something of bees. It was swarm of bees. And the last one, on one occasion, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi recited the entire Quran in one rakat. Was it in the Kaaba, Hatim, or Rawda Mubaraka? And the correct answer we were looking for is Kaaba.
Alright, Jazakumullah. Let's go further, inshallah. We'd like to welcome our third contestant on the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh.
Give me also more du'as, my brother. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and you, Mulana.
Alhamdulillah. Where are you calling from, Ridwan?
Binoni.
You're calling from Binoni?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. And what's the surname?
Esak.
Ridwan Esak. Ridwan Esak. Okay, okay. All right,
my
brother.
Do you remember that name, Mulana?
It sounds very familiar. Sounds a bit familiar, my brother. Mm. All right.
You can decide after you win or lose whether you know that name or not.
Okay, okay. Ridwan, are you ready, my brother?
Sure.
I think today is a bonus day. It's a bonus question for you, my brother. We just informed a few minutes ago that, you know what, if you're going to be answering correctly, if your answers are to the point, inshallah, if you're very positive about the answers, we're going to give you a chop on Isabi. Am I reading right? It's a chop from an honorable sponsor. A chop to the Khamors Island, my brother. You got to explore nature there. It's mind-blowing. It's no joke, my brother. It's an island. Lovely, lovely island. You explore the nature there. It's mind-blowing. It's breathtaking. On this island, you swim with the sharks. You eat with the dolphins. You jump with the kangaroos there. And you roll and you slither in the sand of the snakes. It's so nice, so nice.
Is there any pictures that we can see?
Pictures. We'll send you the pictures, my brother. Depends on how you answer the questions. It's called the Khamors Island. The Khamors Island between the Bay of Bengal and the Straits of Gibraltar. Okay, my brother?
Oh, you join me, inshallah.
We go together.
Okay.
Okay, leave the wives behind. Just me and you, we go, my brother. And also what happens on this island is, if the wives come with, and if they nag a lot, they actually chase them out of the island.
No, man, we leave them there and come back.
Leave them behind, gee. Ridwan, are you ready, my brother?
Gee.
Yeah, we're always dreaming of that island. You know how it goes. Inshallah, and let Allah give us all the ni'mats, all our desires. Okay, my brother?
Inshallah.
Amin, my brother. Okay. Quiz is not finished. You still have to answer. Don't run away, Ridwan.
Okay.
Okay, here goes your question, my brother. But the island one, we're going to think about it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, all the people of Jannah are only the Muqarrabin drink the undiluted water of the stream. All the people are just the Muqarrabin?
All the people.
What is the capital of Italy?
Italy, Milan.
Due to his lengthy account of the
Hajj... Rome.
Due to his lengthy account of the Hajj, people used to call Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali Al-Watir, which means one, male, two, three, or three, pala.
Number three, pala.
How do you spell the word aggregate?
A-double-G-R-E-G-A-T-E.
Before Qiyamah, the Romans will attack the Muslims with an army comprising of how many fighters? 1,560,000, 2,760,000, or 3,960,000?
Number two.
A what of lions, my brother?
Pride of lions.
For how long did Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali fast every day of the year, excluding the days in which fasting is impermissible? 1, 10, 2, 20, or 3? 30, my brother. Take your time.
Repeat the question?
Sure. I'll take my time. You take your time. For how long did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi fast every day of the year, excluding the days in which fasting is impermissible? You want me to repeat it another two or three times, my brother?
No, number two.
Number two. What was number two?
It was 20.
No, my brother. The answer there is 30 years. Okay. But the gong went approximately 3 minutes ago, my brother. But anyway, we're all learning. Ridwan, my brother, you've done quite well, Mali Saib. Not bad at all. And counting the answers, he's got 1, 2, 3 right.
Gee, that's also my score sheet also says.
Yeah, it's, you're almost there. If we had another one right, Mali, my brother Ridwan would have had a sudden death question. Okay, my brother? Apologies for that, Ridwan. Apologies, my brother.
Okay.
We can always try again. Okay, talk to us again, inshallah, in the week.
Inshallah.
Okay, my brother, special du'as for all of us.
Inshallah.
And just think about that island we were talking about earlier.
None of you let me down there, that's all.
Idwan, take care, my friend.
Assalamualaikum.
All the best, my brother. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Wali Sahib Saab, can you just go through the questions and the answers, my brother? Thank you.
So are you saving your voice for Tarawih, Mulana Kara? See, the question was, will all the people of Jannah or only the Muqarrabin drink the undiluted water of Tasneem? The answer is only the Muqarrabin. The Muqarrabin will drink undiluted water of Tasneem, and the rest of them will consume drinks mixed with the water of Tasneem. Question 2, we asked, what is the capital of Italy? I don't know what the brother said first, but then second time he corrected himself and he said Rome. And then the third question we asked was, due to his lengthy rakat of Tahajjud, people used to call Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi Al-Watid, which means number 1 nail, or number 2 tree, or number 3 pillar, and the correct answer we were looking for is a nail. And the spelling one, the brothers spelled it correctly. Question 5 was, before Qiyamah, the Romans will attack the Muslims with an army comprising of how many fighters? 560,000 or 760,000 or 960,000? The correct answer was 960,000. Collective noun, the brother also got it correct, a something of lions, pride of lions. And the last question, how long did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi fast every day of the year, excluding the days in which fast is impermissible? And the correct answer we were looking for is 30 years, Mulana Kara. Look at the piety of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And alhamdulillah, we had the good fortune of going to the qabr of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi in Iraq, you know, a couple of years ago. Alright, we continue to listen. It is 23 minutes past 6 o'clock. The Atun Trade Islam International. Alan Hafizab, the engineer, coming up and down here. Alan has dragon drink. He drinks every day. Iftar time gives him lots and lots of wings. Flying around like a dragonfly, yeah? MashaAllah. Always smiling, on the move, always helping out, my brother. Jazakumullah for your help as well. Allah reward you. And we conclude the program, inshallah. We're going to be together again tonight after 9:30. Mani Swahib Sahib, Jazakallah, my brother. And over to you, and congratulations to the sister, MashaAllah, from El Dorado Park. She's got 4 out of 5 right. She's a winner for tonight. Well done to the second contestant as well. Not good enough. And brother Ridwan from Binoni, MashaAllah, he got Mani Swahib Sahib. How many right? He's got 3 right.
3 right.
Yes, it was a good contest. But MashaAllah, congratulations to the winner, sister from El Dorado Park.